We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Our conversation continues here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, joins us in studio here. City Commission has their legislative meeting here tonight at 7 o'clock. We have a caller here waiting patiently. Good morning. Go ahead.
I hope we're paying attention to our tech staff so that we don't have to pay out the hundreds of thousands of dollars for ransomware on our software and all. Thank you for your attention.
Yeah, no, that's certainly something that's been in the news and hit close by. So we have reassessed our aspects. We've got a pretty robust and redundant system for backups and protections. But, you know, it just takes I can tell you the hackers are getting pretty sophisticated. You know, even emulating emails to employees from me that sometimes they're easy because, you know, that's a ridiculous request. But sometimes they're getting pretty sharper in those requests, and you really have to look at the source of the email, even though it would appear to be from me or some other staff person or a commissioner or something like that. So, yeah, it's something that's constantly a battle to ensure that we have the technology and the place, the protections in place to have a similar situation.
Yeah, there's been a crazy story there in with Pottawatomie County. We have another caller here joining us here. Go ahead. You're on with City Manager Ron Fear.
They're closed at Kimball the 18th. What's going on up there? I'll listen off for here.
Yeah, so Kimball and Candlewood, is that what you mean? Maybe they're getting closer. I noticed so we're creating a new entrance there to the shopping center, and they're getting that poured in place. I noticed they had a little bit more curb and gutter repair work to do on that section under the K-113 Seth Childs over ramp, but they've got looks like they've got most of the compaction in place. I did see they've got the curb poured, so you know, I think the target was the end of October, and hopefully with this kind of weather they'll be able to beat that, or at least ensure that we get there for that. Part of it'll be to that is an asphalt section, and making trying to get the asphalt company scheduled to get that done. But once that is ready for them, it should go much quicker.
And Ron, the caller was asking about the portion of Kimball there around NBAF and the fire station, portion that's going to go under quite a bit of a major undertaking.
Yes, yeah, so appreciate that clarification. So that project was awarded at the last city commission meeting. That's we're basically rebuilding Kimball Avenue between Denison and North Manhattan Avenue. That was awarded to Beyer Construction. We're working with them. I don't think they've had a pre-construction meeting yet, so we're working to get all that analyzed and when that might start. I don't think it'll start before the end of this month, and just what their mobilization is for that and different aspects of it. But once the closure does happen, it is a complete closure, and we'll want folks to ensure that they look for some other routes, and we'll have some detour routes. One of the focuses has been to why we've put so much emphasis on getting North Manhattan Avenue upgraded to four lanes, as well as the College Avenue improvements specifically at the intersection, and then the working with the county to get sections of Marlette Avenue there at TCB and other aspects. So there's a lot of traffic that goes that way, and so folks will need to be looking at some alternate routes, whether that's Marlette or just depending on what part of the campus they're going to, trying to find a little better way, and or whether it's a bypass around the city. I noticed yesterday when I came on Fort Riley Boulevard there at the Wildcat Creek Bridges, the traffic's back out on the eastbound, so the bridge is essentially complete, the deck itself, and they're working on finishing the roadway tie-in on the east side of the bridge for the eastbound traffic. As well as the rest of the intersection improvements. So there's a lot of activity going on there, and that should continue to move along very well as well. And I think that was anticipated to be done this fall as well.
Looking forward to getting that done. And, of course, Laramie's the other big one there by the Manhattan Christian College.
Yeah, so that's working there at mainly Anderson and 14th Street. So got Anderson tied down to one lane in each direction as they're replacing those signals, rebuilding some of the curb ramps and sidewalks on the eastern portion of that intersection where there haven't been one before, and upgrading that traffic signal as well as the rest of 14th Street. And so that project was originally forecasted to last about 6 weeks. So, but they are, again, when you got weather like this, you can get a lot done. So that makes a big difference.
What's the reason for, I'm sure there was a traffic study done. There's going to be a stoplight there. It looks like at 14th and Laramie as well as 14th and Anderson.
Right. So there's a new traffic signal at 14th and Laramie. And a lot of that's due to the parking garage. So access to the parking garage will be key in being able to get in and out of there on 14th Street. So that's the other part of that, is that making sure those two signals work together.
Okay. Interesting. So we got a lot going on. Manhattan is under construction. That's no secret here.
It is.
We've got a lot to get to here on the agenda. We'll kind of dive into that here. We'll take your phone calls as well, 785-537-1350, if you've got a question. We'll start, though, with the public hearing. There is one public hearing tonight, and this is regarding some budget amendments here for the current budget, 2021. And it looks like there are six budget funds proposed for amendment.
Right. Thanks, Brandon. So this is kind of what we spoke to relative to some of those funds. When we set the 21 budget back in August of 20, we're in the still heart of the pandemic, and we set everything for flat revenue. Fortunately, several of those funds have performed better than expected, and so what we want to do is amend those, each of those funds, in order to be able to spend the dollars that have come in for that. So most of them are fairly minor amendments. One of them is our sales tax fund, the special street and highway, which is the gas tax money. That was one that held its own during 20 and has increased just a little bit. Our TIF districts are another area where we have both sales tax and property tax TIF districts, so that was another one where additional revenue came in. And then the special street maintenance fund, which is our local 2/10 sales tax, again, performed better than anticipated. We also have a small adjustment in the equipment reserve fund and also our Kansas police and fire pension fund. So it's just a technical amendment. You have to hold a public hearing to amend your existing budget, and it's to accommodate the additional revenues than what we had established when we set the budget for last year.
All right. Well, then we got quite a few here. We got a number of different items on the general agenda as well. Why don't we step aside before we get into that, though? We'll take a quick break and come back more with City Manager Ron Fear here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.